Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Up next, Stefan Kershiznik, owner of the Dapple Barbecue.
So let's talk about barbecue for just a second. Transitioning, Stefan Kershiznik, barbecue enthusiast, also works in the oil and gas industry, has pipelines going through his property, his family's land near Killdeer, North Dakota, out in the Bakken oil fields. And through the just course of that, I guess, he ended up getting a piece of the Dakota Access Pipeline, retrofitted it into a smoker. And what types of things have been smoked in this Dakota Access Pipeline thing? And is the actual pipeline where you're grilling the meat, or is that where you're smoking the wood, I guess?
No, we use that as the firebox. And the way my smoker is set up, I built an offset smoker, just a plain Jane simple offset smoker. So I took a 500-gallon propane tank, and I mounted the piece of the pipeline on one end of it at a lower unit, so the fire will burn lower and the heat will carry the smoke and the heat up through the cooking chamber of the propane tank and then out the smokestack on the other side. But I took hot dogs, brats, brisket, pulled pork, ribs, chicken. I've yet to do a whole hog. I think I might try my luck and try that sometime. But as of right now, if it's any kind of meat, I'll put it on there and try to smoke it. I'll give her a shot.
And you mentioned earlier that the word catering. Are you doing catering? I know that your full-time job is in oil and gas, but are you doing catering jobs with this too?
Yep. I have some gigs lined up on the weekend. We've been doing some frac feeds. We got a lot of frac jobs going around by our place, and I've been hired by a couple companies to smoke brisket and pork butts and ribs and make some smoked beans, garlic bread, and some smoked mac and cheese, and we take it up there and we feed the frat crew. I've got some weddings lined up, and I believe I might have a little town celebration or something coming up, like along that sort of line.
Have you gotten the business to the point where you got a website, a phone number, or are you just kind of doing mostly networking gigs?
Well, right now, with having a full-time job in the oil field, I'm not going to set up a webpage or anything, or I don't want to get too over busy with it, but we made a Facebook page, and there's my numbers on that. If you're interested in anything, you can look on that, message me on that, or else call me. And the numbers are listed on that Facebook page, but it's more of a weekend thing or, you know, like a Friday, Monday thing, whatever. Just whenever I can get time off of work, because it does take to smoke a brisket on this compared to like a Traeger or an electric smoker with propane. You have to sit out there for 12 or 13 hours and watch that fire and watch that air intake and keep adding wood and keep that fire regulating so that cooking chamber is at around 225 to 250, somewhere in there. So it's not like just throwing a piece of meat on there and walking away. You have to sit out there for 13 hours and you have to have all that wood cut and prepped and a pile of it built so you can adjust that fire accordingly.
No, I hear you. It's a lot of love goes into smoked meals because you're right. It's temperature and time, really, at the end of the day. That's what makes barbecue what it is. But what is the name of the Facebook page? Is it Dakota Access Pipeline Barbecue, I guess? What is the actual kind of impromptu name you put together for this? I should say name you put together for this impromptu barbecue company.
Dapple Barbecue.
Dapple Barbecue.
Yep. That's the Facebook page name, and if you just type in Dapple, it actually comes in as one of the top searches. And I didn't really think that through, but it actually kind of helps for publicity.
Oh, I think it's
a lot of people search for Dapple, and then you see Dapple Barbecue. So kind of worked out in my favor. If there's a big event or something worthwhile, I would definitely just take time off of work and go do it and everything. But for right now, my oil and gas job is what pays my bills and what puts food on the table for my family. Even though I got that Dapple smoking that puts food on it. But
to listen to the full length interview with Stefan Kershisnik or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. All the memories come falling down on me every time I roll back to town. The music on today's program is written and performed by singer-songwriter Brooks West. To find out more about Brooks West and his music, visit thecrudelife.com, click on the Musicians tab. Once again, that's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab.
On my cell phone, of the wide open prairie, out by my grandma's house.
If you have any questions on oil, gas, or the Bakken, or any other energy development question, feel free to email the program at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. Like us on Facebook today.
All the memories come falling down on me every time.
And that concludes this week's episode of Building the Bakken Radio. Building the Bakken will be back next week at this time on this radio station. For a full list of our media affiliates, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. Building the Bakken would also like to thank its sponsors, MBI Energy Services, cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. For more information on MBI Energy Services or to check out their latest job offerings, visit mbienergyservices.com. That's mbienergyservices.com. Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty's in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. The Eric Hatch team may not sell real estate in your community, but they can be a resource and a connection for you. Give them a call today at 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. The Lodge at Deadwood. The next time you're planning a conference, wedding, or weekend getaway, consider the Lodge at Deadwood. For more information, visit deadwoodlodge.com. That's deadwoodlodge.com. That's the Lodge at Deadwood, located in the beautiful Black Hills. And from the staff at Building the Bakken, my name is Jason Spies. We're asking you to be safe, be happy, and make it a great day. Thank you, folks, for joining us. We'll see you next week.
Falls on foreign ground, and I feel like going back to North Dakota. Take a job, find a wife, and finally settle down.
Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Call and reserve Eric Hatch today, 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com, and I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch.
Tired of those empty recruiting promises that some companies make? Then apply today at Rockpile Energy Services. Known for their dedication to employees and their families, Rockpile knows that people are their biggest asset. All positions are on a 14-on and 7-off schedule and include a complete benefit package, housing allowance. Visit rockpileenergy.com for a complete listing of their open positions. Apply online or send your resume to careers@rockpileenergy.com. Find your future today at Rockpile Energy, an equal opportunity employer.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. Learn more at mbienergyservices.com.